Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thank you for tuning in. We've got a great show for you today on this Friday, February 2nd, 2011. This is our 493rd podcast. We got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about some Hawaii vacation news, also answer a podcast listener question, and go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. If you haven't already, please get over to our podcast page. That's at hawaii-aloha.com. At the very top, you'll see some navigation there. Subscribe to our podcast and also subscribe to our blog. We've got a great blog, information every day there, so you want to check in with that. Also, subscribe to our Facebook page and check me out on Twitter. I'm at Aloha Bruce. Love to hear from you guys. So if you have a question or comment, want me to talk about something out here, please let me know. Okay, let's get right to it. We've got a lot of ground to cover today. First of all, I want to tell you about some new air service coming from the East Coast. United Continental intends to launch nonstop service from Washington, D.C. to Honolulu. Now, this is going to begin in June. And ironically, it's the same month that Hawaiian Airlines is going to begin nonstops from New York's JFK. It'll be the only nonstop service in the region between New York, where Continental has nonstops to Hawaii taking off from Newark Liberty, and Atlanta, where Hawaii nonstops are flown by Delta. Washington, D.C. has been a long, fertile ground for the airline, and this is great for tourism, it's great for Hawaii, and it's especially good for our friends over on the East Coast who've been struggling with these ridiculously high airfares. And just last week, we were talking about the fact that there wasn't any airware wars happening in January. It looks like we might have an early Christmas present here in June from the airlines in the way of an airfare war, because this is going to increase the competition from that neck of the woods. So very good news. United always had some of the best connections between Washington, D.C. and Honolulu, but passengers would end up changing planes in, you know, Chicago or Denver, and sometimes again at San Francisco or Los Angeles. On other carriers, Hawaii visitors from Washington would expect to change planes in Atlanta or Dallas-Fort Worth, which is on American, or Phoenix, U.S. Airways, and often again in Los Angeles, especially if their final destination was a neighbor island. So this is just great news, more direct flights, and a little bit of relief for our friends on the East Coast. Well, some interesting news here from Iron Chef. As you know, last year, Iron Chef Miramoto opened up a brand new restaurant here in Honolulu at the Waikiki Edition, which is now the Modern, and that's been a very successful venue. But now we hear Iron Chef Sakai of Food Network fame is going to open Sakai of Hawaii. It's going to be a cafe-style restaurant, and it's going to be at the DFS Galleria in Waikiki. That's right on the main strip on Kalakaua Avenue. It's going to be the first restaurant venture outside of Japan for Sakai. And as you know, he gained fame, you know, as the Iron Chef for his French cuisine in the 1990s. And tapping from the series that ended in 1999, by which time he began running over four restaurants in Japan and launched a line of packaged baked goods. I mean, he really marketed the hell out of that thing. And he is now going to be opening up this restaurant here in Waikiki. And the Honolulu Star Advertiser reports that it's going to open at the Galleria in a 3,500 square foot, 150 seat restaurant on the ground floor. It's currently occupied by Starbucks. And the restaurant will employ about 70 people. The newspaper also quotes Sakai as saying, who owns La Rochelle, French cuisine restaurants in Japan, is saying the Hawaii location will be the first restaurant outside of Japan with his name on it. So congratulations to Iron Chef Sakai. So we're going to have two Iron Chefs in Hawaii next, so you really can enjoy that. It's interesting he does the French cuisine. One of my favorite French restaurants here, of course, is Chef Mavro. So it'll be interesting to see how he's going to approach his restaurant when he comes here to the islands. Well, if you're coming to Oahu in the next week or so, you're going to find huge winter waves up on the North Shore. It is going off. And how big? Well, the waves are so big that they had to call off one of the most popular competitions out here, the three-day Volcano Pipe Pro, which kicked off earlier this month with 112 of the most famous surfers in the world and 130,000 prize money. It was so big they had to call that off. They declared that the event was just impossible because the waves were just too crazy. Now, if you're interested in going up there, it is a wonderful sight to see. Keep in mind that you want to give yourself a lot of time to get there. The North Shore, as many of you know, and if you don't know, is a good distance from Waikiki, so you're going to have to give yourself at least 45 minutes just to get there, but give yourself at least another half hour to 45 minutes just because of the immense traffic that's up there. And finding a parking space is not always so easy. So you want to really get up really early. I would say get up around 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and get up there if you really want to get to see the waves and see some of the competition there. If you're interested in doing that, of course, give one of our agents a call here at 1-800-843-8771. We do also have some tours that go up there that can kind of take you up there and see it for yourself if you want to do something like that as well. So get in touch with us on that. Wow, amazing. The waves are going off up there. Pretty, pretty cool. And we also heard some news today that I was just reading online. Interesting to note that, you know, Travel and Leisure magazine, very popular magazine. Everybody knows about it. And they come up with these lists. So they came up with the top 42 most popular landmarks in the world. And I always am interested in seeing those top lists, and I'm going because I want to see where Hawaii is all the time in there. So I go to the list, and I'm clicking and clicking and clicking. I go through 42 different landmarks, and I don't find any Hawaii landmark on there at all. Now, look, I understand, you know, Hawaii maybe not be the most popular place in the world, but let's compare some of the ones I found. Like the Statue of Liberty is the number one. And then the Empire State Building in New York City. Okay, I understand that. Golden Gate Bridge, San Francisco. Of course, these are very, you know, top landmarks. Eiffel Tower, Paris. These are top five. And then Big Ben in London. Okay, so that rounds out the top five. But when you start to look at the list, you get down to like number 32, for instance, was the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth, Texas. Now, come on. You know, the landmark, Diamond Head isn't more popular, isn't more of a landmark than the fort, the modern museum in Fort Worth, Texas. Another one that came up is, look at number 34 was the Shanghai World Financial Center. Who the hell goes to the Shanghai World Financial Center? What is the big deal there? Certainly we have bigger, more popular landmarks in Hawaii. Now, I went and I looked at also like how they do the survey. Well, basically it's done online and it appeared in the travelandleisure.com website, September 15th to October 31st. So there's a one month window there. And respondents were asked to rate public spaces, museum, bridges, sports, performance venues, classic parks, public spaces, museum, bridges, sports, and several other things. Classic landmarks opened in 1996 and earlier, and new landmarks opened within the last 15 years. So certainly, that I'd something to me, there's just something wrong with that when Hawaii isn't on the list, but interesting to see that. Okay, let's get into answering a question that came in from one of our Facebook friends. If you have a question, make sure you get it to me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. The question comes in from Martha, and she wants to know if I have any suggestions for whale watching on Kauai. Good question, because we are in the middle of whale watching season. And usually when we talk about whale watching, we don't really consider Kauai very much because, quite frankly, a lot of the whale watching goes on Maui and also Oahu. Maui probably being the biggest one, only because there's a lot of great cruises out. The Pacific Whale Foundation, which is great over there on Maui. So I actually do have a great suggestion if you want to do some whale watching over on Kauai. And I recommend this private whale watching and dinner cruise that they have over on the Nepali coast. And it's a great way to see whales from the ocean, from a boat out there. You cruise on the Blue Dolphin. It's this 63-foot catamaran, and I'm amazed how many whales you see out there. They actually go off like fireworks. And I've been told there's just amazing views out there. And you get to see, you know, when they, those white plumes that come out when they spray, you see breaches, you see the fins reaching out. It's just a great place to go. And they get out there and they start at around 2 o'clock. And they head out there and they do this cruise and then they have the dinner out there and it's a great way to spend the day. We offer it on our website. Give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. The food is really great on there and the crew members are really entertaining. They have a lot of knowledge about, you know, the ecosystem there. And they also make really, really good Mai Tais, and they do a great job just with the food. When you get out there, you're going to really experience dolphins in their natural environment. I mean, whales in their natural environment. You're going to hear those high pitch. If you've never heard the high pitched sound that whales make, it is just mesmerizing. I mean, it really gives you, you know, chicken skin. It really does. And like I said, the crew is great. The dinner is great. And it'll be a big part of your vacation if you decide to do it. We highly recommend whale watching. In fact, we're going to go on another whale watch next week. And I'm going to be telling you all about that. It's a new whale watch. And they're starting to do a lunch and whale watch, which we're going to go on. And that sounds like a really good idea. So we're going to be doing that. And we'll be bringing you information about that. And that's going to be here on Oahu. Now's the time where we like to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So we got a couple of packages here. The first one is for two people. They're going to be coming July 19th to the 27th. They're going to be doing two islands coming in from Salt Lake City. They're going to go to Oahu and over to Maui. On Oahu, they're staying in the Outrigger Waikiki on the beach. They've got the breakfast for two, a beautiful ocean view room. Fantastic deal. Also going to be staying on Maui at the McKenna Beach and Golf Resort, also with the breakfast for two, premium ocean view. Got an upgrade in there. They're going to have a dollar rental car. Listen to the price on this, $47.91 for a July package, two islands, eight nights. That's a fantastic deal. Remember, with us, you just put a small deposit down. You can pay over time. We make it really easy for you. Congratulations to Darren and Sherry Kirkham. They're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. A great package here put together by our agent, Melissa. She's over at Extension 33. Welcome to our Ohana, guys. We really do appreciate your business. Next package is for two people. They're going to be coming in from Charlotte, North Carolina, coming to Oahu. They're leaving May 17th. They're going to be May 17th to the 27th. Ooh, look at this package. Great deal here for 10 days. Staying at the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel in an oceanfront room. We have a free upgrade for them on there. And total package on the package price on this, listen to this, $35.75. What a great deal for May. You know, now's the time to start booking for the summer. You want to start looking at May and June. We're getting a lot of that, a lot of March, April, May right now. So get involved. Give us a call. A great package. Congratulations to Billy King and Christopher Brown. We do appreciate it. Thank you very much for your business. And welcome to our Ohana. I want to thank Sonoy. She's over at Extension 45. Thank you, Sonoy. She's the agent that put that one together. Yeah, give us a call. 1-800-843. Actually, she's Extension 35. Give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. We'd love to hear from you. We want to help you plan your Hawaii vacation, so get involved with us. You'll be really happy that you did. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're headed over to the Big Island this weekend. Going to bring you lots of stuff from there. So make sure you check us out on Facebook over the weekend if you're catching this podcast on Friday. You'll see lots of stuff from the Big Island as we explore that devastating beauty there. That's what I call it. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here on Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.